Hey, my name is Mulikan and welcome to Hutzpah, episode number 9, I guess. Okay, so this is the first podcast I'm doing it in 2022. Why? I was just thinking why, because I simply stopped caring. That was the answer. And now I think I have something that I would like to be on my podcast about. So it's about the recession. Like, there's a lot of speculation. So I picked up finance in 2020 during the COVID. just to speculate, basically, and I went down the rabbit hole, and it's pretty interesting, super interesting, to be honest. So I was so even though I was not working, I'm on a sabbatical, in case you didn't know. So I don't have a lot of things to do. Like, I don't we shut down a startup, so I don't have a lot of things to do. So now I'm currently speculating, even though I'm not working, I'm speculating the finance markets, and I'm let's keep that conversation for a different day. So Mike, what is something that's bothering everyone is, in finance markets right now, are we going to go into a recession? Are we going to slip into a recession because of the high inflation rates and, the Fed's increasing the inflation interest rates to like 0.75? All that stuff, like, basically resulted in a huge inflation. For example, let's say, in comparison to US's currency, all the other currencies are rapidly losing their value. These are the kind of things which are resulting in, some kind of inflation. And that is affecting the economies, right? And if something affects the economy, it shows in the capital markets. Basically public markets. So I was just speculating it, and I was trying to understand if we are going into a recession, or are we in a recession already, or is everything okay? So these are the three things. Like, there's just so in finance, there's not a lot to talk about, to be honest. It's like there's a lot of analysis, like all that stuff goes on, but end of the day, you either right, wrong, or neutral. So it's just boils down to 3 points. So I would like to keep this podcast limited to finance and recession. So what is happening right now is obviously the inflation rates have increased. Inflation has increased. The currencies are falling in all the countries. All the major currencies are falling. And there is a war going on. And there are a ton of indicators that finance markets are falling. And it is also evident, it's not just speculation, it's also evident in the markets that, like indexes like Nifty, Bank Nifty in India, and, indexes like S&P and Dow Jones and all these indexes basically are falling everywhere. So UK market is falling. It's very interesting what's happening in the UK. IT is falling mainly. So the whole IT industry is like everybody's panicking. So there is a lot of panic in the market. So let's boil down to the question. Let's try to dissect if we are going to have a recession, or are we in a recession, or is everything okay? So first of all, since there is no preparation to this podcast, so we'll just dive into one of three. First, we'll talk about why we think are we already in a recession. So let's start there. So are we already in a recession? Let's say not India particularly, but let's talk about like one of the major economies in the world is US basically. So if US economy is in a trouble, it affects all the other countries in the market. Right. So let's talk about the US's economy. So if we're talking about, in a technical point of view, like, if we want to define recession as an economic theory, it simply means, reduction in, gross domestic product, GDP of the country in a two consecutive quarters. Right. So did that happen? Yes, it happened. So that technically qualifies as a as a recession, but it's not a recession until everything goes haywire, right? Like there is high inflation goes to like 20, 30 or something like that. Right now it's at 8, which is also high comparatively to earlier years. But if it goes to like 20, 30, then it could be a recession and there's unemployment rising and all that stuff, right? So are we technically in a recession? Yes. In the US market, yes, there is, but it is also changing slowly right now, and the inflation has come under control in the last couple of in the last week, to be honest. So this is like pretty latest on what I think it is. So yeah, that technically qualifies as a recession. So second thing is, no, everything's going to be fine. Yes. So one of the major factors why I think I've always held my point of view that, hey, you know what? There's not going to be a recession immediately. Like in the next 2 to 3 months, I don't think there's going to be a recession. I don't think the markets are going to fall like so hugely that, they will retest the COVID levels or whatever. Like COVID markets have fallen like pretty badly, right? So I've always maintained this fact that, hey, you know what? The markets won't fall to the COVID levels. Like there's not going to be a market crash or whatever that everybody's, scared of. It's not going to happen because first of all, here's my theory. Okay, so I'm not sure what others think, but this is my theory. This is what floats my boat. So what I think is basically, if the market falls drastically, like, loses 50% in like a month or something like that, not in a day, in a month, let's say. So what happens is basically all this stuff happens only because, there is an unforeseen event, or in finance they call it a black swan event. Basically, you don't see a lot of black swans; you can't identify them. Like let's say the mortgage bond market of 2008. Not a lot of people have seen it coming. You didn't. Nobody had a clue until the shit actually hit the floor, right? So that is what happened. So right now, if everybody's talking about recession, hey, you know what? These markets are falling, just like I just spoke about. These markets are falling. There's inflation. There's all that shit happening. If everybody knows what's going on, like for someone who's like an average individual, knows everything that's happening in the finance market, imagine what the government would already know, right? So if they already know what is happening, so I don't think they're gonna let markets or their economies crash just like that, right? Like they know what is going on. They know the bond markets are down. They know the inflation is rising. They know the currencies are losing value. All this shit, like the government knows, right? So it's not like, oh, you know what? We are blind and we don't know what's happening in the market, so we'll let the market fall. And once it comes, we'll release a few, like let's say $1 trillion, and like bail out the economy. That's not going to happen. So, is everything fine? Yes, I would like to think everything is fine. But are we going to see a downturn in the market? That usually happens. Like everyday speculators, like, oh shit, there's this, this technical analysis. There's like this chart, this cup pattern, this shoulder pattern, and all that crap. I don't give a shit about all that stuff. But yeah, so are we in a good state of affair right now as an economy, as the world, in the capital markets? Yeah, I think so, because nobody wants their economy to crash. Not India, not US, not UK, not any other country, right? So they know they know the shit. It's as simple as that. So coming to the third thing, are we headed into a recession? So this is one of the important topics, and here my view might change a little bit because obviously you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow in the market, right? Like tomorrow or the day after. It's very uncertain, compared to all the other. I mean, it's very uncertain, man. Like you don't know. You might wake up tomorrow and things might change, right? Like Russia might launch a nuke or some shit like that. So there are things like these which can affect the economies and the world trade, right? So this is where the last and final topic. I know this podcast is going to go way ahead of like 10 minutes, but I just don't care. So the question here is a recession possible given this, state of current markets, current bond markets, stuff like that. Yes, it is possible, but it may not be possible in the next 5 or 6 months. I'll tell you why I'm saying so. But first of all, if we look at the current markets, UK is in deep shit. One of the leading banks in the US. So what happened was in 2008, one of the banks crashed. Okay, one of the banks had more debt than more liabilities than their assets, and it crashed. So one of the banks, and nobody has seen it. Okay, nobody has seen it coming. But right now, from the latest data and the analysis that I have, one of the banks is called Credit Suisse, and its market value has fallen drastically. And there is a question about their assets and liabilities ratio as well. So they are in a bad shape at the moment. And one of the major bonds of the UK market, it's a 40-year mortgage bond. I think it's a retirement bond, I'm not sure. And it's trading at a record low level. And it has also surpassed the the COVID level that they had. It's fallen. It's fallen pretty bad. And the current new prime minister, she also had come up with, they're going through a power crisis. Why they're going through a power crisis? We'll get there. So UK's market is falling. Their bond market is down. So a recession majorly occurs not because of the stock market falls, but the bond market, but when the bond market falls. So when there is a, something cooking in the bond market, there is a possibility that, hey, you know what? There could be a recession. So this is where the conversation is. And there is also something called, people are speculating something called yield curvature, basically. So that's one of the, you can just Google about it. So that is also down more than, that's also like, lower than the COVID levels and 2008 levels, basically. So that is also one of the troublesome factors why people are speculating, hey, that there's going to be a recession. So this is what the market thinks, right? So there is inflation rising and all that stuff, which is completely fine. Like, this is what we know so far. And are we speculating a recession? Are we going to speculate a recession? And for the fourth point, let's also keep what is the ideal case scenario? What could happen if everything goes fine, right? So is there going to be a recession? So one of my major factors that I really consider when understanding if there's going to be a recession in the world is that a lot of people miss that Russia is in a war, like fuck everything. Okay, there is a war. First of all, like that is going to affect world trade, that is going to affect economies, that is going to affect everything out there in the world if that war escalates. Now, people think this is a small war, two countries are fighting. A lot of like what people are not understanding is that wars, like let's say a world war, won't happen in 6 months. World wars happen in a span of 5 to 6 years of time, right? So right now is 6 months into the war and we don't know what's going to happen. Like, let's say if Ukraine launches something like that, or UK gets support from NATO or something like that. This is very political. I don't want to get political. Not political, it's geopolitics, which I also hate, by the way. So if something like that happens, like let's say some other country start supporting Ukraine, right? And these countries start fighting and other gets pulled in. This is how the war start. If you want to understand the whole scenario, just go and like look at World War One and World War Two, why they started, how other countries joined and all that crap. So that is a possible scenario because it's already happened before. So if that happens, right now, the UK is going through an energy crisis, the whole of Europe, basically, energy and oil crisis. Because of the war between Russia and Ukraine, because they have a lot of, oil, and they have a lot to do with Russia, has a lot to do with Russia and Ukraine, both have a lot to do with oil, right? So since two countries are fighting, which is completely unrelated to the UK, the whole of Europe is basically going through a power crisis. So a war between two countries can affect the economies, right? If the war escalates, if other countries join in, it could affect the whole of world trade, right? So that is when I would say a recession can happen if the war escalates. Is there a possibility? Yes, if the war escalates, there is going to be a lot of shit that we will see. Let's hope that's not the case. So let's say the war finishes in the next couple of years, like it won't escalate to a bigger war where other countries join in. Then yes, so then, like, let's say there is no war, but there is high inflation, unemployment rate, and there's the poor yields and stuff like that. Poor yields is when you borrow money and like put into the market and you don't get the return. So nobody wants to put money into the market. So that is also there right now. So let's say this is the ideal scenario. Worst scenario is the war escalates and trade, the economies are affected by the war and the market will collapse, and that can happen. That is very much a possibility because you don't know what's going to happen next. So that's why it's very uncertain. So the second thing is, let's say war finishes in war wraps up in like a couple of years, something happens, we don't know what. Again, it's the ideal scenario, war is over. Okay, so what happens now? So right now we have all these factors that you need to factor in: inflation, unemployment, yield curve, and like the falling bond markets, rising energy bills, and oil crisis, and all that stuff. Like, you need to put all these things and find a solution to these economically. Not like, hey, you know what, we will lend gas to Europe or some shit like that. This has to be economic. This has to be an economic calculation. And all this has to be settled. Again, there's going to be inflation, like there will be a increase in the price and stuff like that. Let's see let's hope if they limit the amount of money that's flowing in the market, inflation might come down a little, technically. But yeah, prices will also increase, so that's always there. So worst case scenario that we have right now, and the best case scenario is where we enter a stage called stagflation, basically, which means the economy won't rise as expected in all the countries. This is no war scenario, basically. So it's going to be very stagnant. Basically, stagflation is stagnant. It's like it doesn't move a lot, like the economies won't grow a lot. And this is a very high pos this is I believe this is a possible scenario, because given the COVID crashes that have happened and the rapid increase in the economies and the prices and the inflation, I truly believe there's going to be a period of stagflation for the next decade to come. That is if the war doesn't escalate. These are the only two scenarios. We don't look at 3 months, right? We're looking at like 10 months. We're looking at 10 years, 20 years, or maybe more. Not maybe more, then the situations might change. Like, we're talking about next 5 years, let's say. So in the best case scenario, this is what would happen. There's going to be a stagflation where the inflation will be there, and the markets won't grow a lot, and the unemployment rate will increase. So what should you do in the best case scenario where you'll hit a stagflation and with high inflation, high unemployment, and low growth in the economy? What can you do? The best that you can do is have a lot of have a job, have a steady flow of income, because once the economy hits the shit, you're gonna need to have a lot of money to survive in the markets. Because worst case scenario is people start lynching and stuff like that. So it's good to have some kind of safety zone where you'll be okay if there is a if the recession comes. It's important to be a little careful than sorry, to be honest. So yeah, so that's what this podcast is about. So that is my view. I wanted to keep this on track so I can understand my own perspective as well. But yeah, so all right, so with that, I think we can wrap up this podcast. It's been 20 minutes. I know it's been a while since I've recorded this, and I haven't been active everywhere or anywhere. So yeah, let's hope things will be fine. If there is something, if there's something, I think I'll just keep making podcasts. So I think this I love because it helps me understand my own perspective and my own data as well. So thank you for listening. If you and have a great day ahead.